The sweet sound of sports you love from Sling. The collide of football pads. The squeak of shoes on a basketball court. The crack of the bat on a home run. The slice of skates cutting across the ice. But what about this one? That's the sound of all the sports you love, all at once. Starting at $40 a month. Experience it all live with Sling. Sling.
This episode brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What is up, everybody? Welcome to Speak Now Pro Wrestling. It is Tuesday, May 21st, and I'm here to chat WWE, NXT, and we got quite a few topics to hit on here today. I got to tell you, first and foremost, before we get into the NXT review, I am feeling a little under the weather, so this might be a quicker podcast, and hopefully I don't die on this stream, because I'm pretty sure that this weekend I caught something, because I went to Disneyland on Sunday, and by yesterday I was already starting to feel a little funky, and then today I woke up, couldn't breathe, and now my throat feels a little funky. So anyways, I am hoping that I am okay for the rest of the show and can do the show nicely. But anyways, let's get to it. We need to talk NXT. So NXT today, there were some things where I thought to myself, what the hell are we doing here? What is happening? What is going on with this program? There are some programs on the show that I am not too hot and crazy about. However, the way that the show ended, ooh, let me tell you, that made up for the entire show. There was a part of me that was going to come on to today's post show and be like, I don't know what's going on with NXT. I'm not digging the direction that they're going in, blah, blah, blah. But thankfully, with the way that the show ended, they left me feeling a little bit more positive about certain things. I'm still not, and primarily I'm not in love with the NXT championship picture. And I think most of you guys already knew that, considering that I went in depth about it last week, about how I felt given that Trick Williams was like really over and still is very, very popular amongst the fans. I just have not been liking the challengers that they have in store for Trick Williams. And so I'm still not crazy about it. We'll talk about what's going on and sort of the new direction that they may have been pivoting to. And so we will get into that. Plus, of course, we have the NXT Women's North American Championship picture. We've been talking about that every week, and we've got some more updates, and the way that things are looking are starting to switch a little bit. So let's go ahead and get right to it. Of course, if you want to get your questions, your comments, or your statements read here on the stream, you are more than welcome to send in a super chat, and that helps out the stream. Well, it helps me out very, very much. But of course, thank you so much, first and foremost, to Sheldon Jackson for gifting 5 DWO memberships. I seriously appreciate you each and every single show. Dude, I was gonna say week, but then I'm like, bro, he comes in on every show and gives some love. So thank you so much to Sheldon for that. So let's get to it. Here we go. Let's start off with the updates regarding the Women's NXT North American Championship ladder match and where we're headed and where things are at right now, because that has been very fun to follow the last couple of weeks. I've been obsessed with what they've been doing, with the programs that they've been telling. I had my predictions for who I thought was going to be in this match, and for the most part, it's pretty spot on, except for like a couple of names. Oh, so then I guess it's not really that spot on, but it's doing all right is what I'm saying. However, the one that I was most torn about happened here today, and that was Fallon Henley versus Thea Hale. Now, first and foremost, let me just say, damn, guys, we need to put over Thea Hale. We need to give her flowers because, dude, it's like, I want to know what she is doing specifically. I want to know how she has had this vast, vast improvement in the ring. Dude, I've been saying this every week that she's been looking better and better. But this particular match, This has been Thea Hale's best match, I think. At least that's how I feel right now. I think this was Thea Hale's best match on NXT here tonight. At least that's the one I remember the most right now because I just finished watching it. But honestly, though, Thea Hale is moving. Not only is she moving faster in the ring, but she is more crisp in the ring. And she was always like, she never went out there and performed badly. Like, let me just say, she never did that. She was always fine. She was good. But this time she's making you turn around and look at her. She is grabbing your attention with the way she is doing things inside the ring. I am the biggest Fallon Henley fan, and I was very excited that she won this match. Keep in mind, I wanted both of these girls to be in this ladder match. I didn't want either one of them out of this ladder match, so I was bummed out that they were going to be facing each other. But of course, it makes sense for the story. Fallon Henley did attack Thea Hale and turned on her, so it made sense for them to do this as a qualifying match. And so this wasn't just about stakes in terms of who was going to qualify. There was also some animosity there between them. So both of them were like very, very angry towards each other in this match. But Thea Hale, man, she was just all over this ring. She was doing like standing. She did a standing moonsault. She did a really cool dive that I liked. Even her arm drag looked freaking cool. It was just every little thing that she brought today. You can tell that she has been putting in the work in ring and that she's really, really picking things up really fast. And so with that being said, Thea Hale, man, she is just like, check. She's extremely lovable. It's very, very hard to be such a lovable person. And that's Thea Hale, especially with the character that she has. It could have easily gotten annoying for anybody else. But with Thea Hale, it made you want to like just give her a hug and be friends with her. That's literally what Thea Hale made you want. So check on her being lovable, a lovable baby face. Cool. And then check on her having just like personality. She's had personality from the very beginning. That's what's kept her part of this conversation and why we're always talking about her on the show. And now check on the in-ring work, because now she's somebody that I want to talk about when it comes to the wrestling portion of things. And so I could not be more excited for the prospects of Thea Hale. And today I was watching her wrestle and I just kept thinking to myself, like, this girl, and she's so young, this girl is going to be women's NXT champion pretty freaking soon. I feel like she is just coming out of nowhere. I don't even know if out of nowhere is the right term or the right way to say it, but she is making you say, pick me. Pick me, and this is why. These are the tools that I'm bringing. And so Thea Hale, I don't think I could put her over enough tonight. But anyways, big fan of what we saw with this match. Fallon Henley gets the victory here, and there's sort of an issue where Ridge Holland was sort of to blame for this, and we ended up seeing backstage Riley Osborne, who is Thea Hale's love interest. However, they have not been really following up on that. They sort of really downplayed that a whole lot in the last couple of weeks, whereas a couple months ago, the love story between Thea Hale and Riley was like a big, big part of NXT, and now it's sort of been downplayed. And the last we heard in regards to their love story was Riley didn't like that Thea Hale wasn't being herself, and that led to Thea Hale going and feuding with JC Jane, because JC Jane was the one who gave her the bad dating advice. And so ever since then, they really haven't followed up anymore on whether or not Riley might still have a thing for Thea, or whether or not Thea still has a thing for Riley. So they never said they didn't like each other anymore, but it feels like they always left it sort of open-ended. And so just the way that Riley has been getting riled up over Ridge Holland, I do think that they're finding themselves circling back to that story. And so, because he was pissed, he was like freaking fed up with Ridge Holland. And I agree with Riley, by the way. I don't know what Ridge Holland is doing with Chase University. Like, he feels like so there's this saying in Spanish, and I'm not really sure how it, like, I'm not really sure if there's this saying is in English too, and you can translate it. Well, anyways, basically, whenever you're not wanted, you basically in Spanish say, like, I don't want to be chicle, which is basically saying you don't want to be a piece of gum. You know, when a piece of gum gets stuck to your shoe and you're walking with the freaking gum and you're trying to get rid of it, but the gum is still there because it just sticks to you, but it's unwanted. Okay, that is how Ridge Holland feels to Chase U, Chase University. I'm sorry, but I'm like, oh God, this could not get any more irritating. I'm so happy that Riley Osborne is fed up because he is representing my feelings in this story. And so I agree with Riley Osborne. Hashtag Team Riley. Get rid of Ridge Holland in this whole entire scenario. I'm just not here for it. So I agree with Riley. Get him out of here. So anyways, that's where we're at. Fenlon Henley is now added to the Women's NXT North American Championship ladder match. Wow, that is a long name. So here's the thing about Fenlon Henley. They turned her heel and against Thea Hale. Now, Fenlon Henley, similar to Thea Hale, is also very likable. And it feels she hasn't necessarily felt like too strong of a heel since the turn. And so I definitely think they can heal it up a lot more with Fenlon. And so they really needed to have her win this match, though. Again, I didn't want Thea out of this, but Fenlon, it's like you did this turn. You couldn't have her just like lose and not have anything come about it. So I do think Fenlon Henley winning in this match overall was the right decision, and excited to see her in this match. She's my second pick in case Soruka doesn't win. Then I'm thinking it's Fenlon Henley. But anyways, we still had another qualifying match, and that was between Brinley Reese and Jada Parker. And I think everyone here pretty much knew Jada Parker was getting the win here. They've been pushing her on NXT. She's been doing a pretty good, decent job. And but the thing to talk about here really is Brinley Reese. She has brought a lot of energy. I still feel like she's coming across too similar like Thea Hale. So I hope that they distinguish that a little bit more. It doesn't help that they're also very similar looking as well. So I think she's just reminding me way too much of Thea Hale. I like Brinley. I like her vibe. I like it all. But of course, coming across too much like Thea. But Jada, she gets the win. She hits her hip check. Cool. She's in the match, and now she joins Soruka, Lash Legend, Fenlon Henley, and Jada Parker. So now we have two more spots left, and this is where I'm a little bit torn. So Meechan versus Tatum Paxley is going to be happening next week, and that's one of the matches that we're getting. Meechan was one of my original six. She was one of the ones that I had predicted was going to be in this match. And the reason I say that is because I think Meechan would be phenomenal in this ladder match. I think part of the reason I say that is because I saw what she did on TNA. And so I kind of saw her in this type of matchup. And so that's why I want to see Meechan in this match. However, Tatum Paxley is somebody that recently, the last time that we saw her perform, the fans really got behind her. And I think she left the people wanting more, wanting to see, well, what else is there with Tatum Paxley? Because she is also really good. And she's got a very unique, dark and quirky character. And so I think the fans want to see more of Tatum Paxley, especially everything that she did with Lyra and Roxanne. And so now I do think that NXT tends to reward their girls, their roster girls a lot more. So part of me is starting to switch over to Tatum Paxley. However, I kind of see this one like maybe 60-40, where I do think 60% chance that Tatum's winning and then 40 possibly Meechan. So I do think this could really go either direction. And honestly, I'm cool with either direction they decide to go in. But dude, let's not forget, Tatum could go in there. She can hit a freaking 450. We recently learned that not too long ago about Tatum. So anyways, that's where we're at with that match. Again, can go either direction. And then we had Kalani Jordan versus Rhea Ripley taking place next week for the final spot. I think this one is very straightforward. I think it should be Kalani Jordan. I think Rhea Ripley is still a little new, and Kalani Jordan, she was part of the Women's Iron Survivor Challenge. And so I think that you kind of want to continue a little bit of where we left off last year with Kalani. She hasn't had any big storylines. She's been really good with what we've seen so far. Another very lovable person on the show, very likable. And so I do think Kalani Jordan should be in this match. Again, she's got the gymnastics background, so I think she can do some pretty cool stuff in there. So I'm going to say Kalani Jordan to make it into this match, into the ladder match. But regardless, Soruka is still my pick, with Fenlon Henley following right behind her. So that's where we're at on the women's NXT North American title picture scene. That's where we're at. We got a message here from Juan Ortega, DWO member for 6 months, who says, yeah, let's talk about Lola main event. Ooh, we'll get to that next. Give me a second. We'll get to that next because that was really good. We got Steven Marchulli here who says Carmen Petrovic has star potential. Vi should cut the ass shake. It doesn't fit her MMA theme and her character. You know what? I dig it. You want to know why I dig it? Because a lot of people in the last couple of months since Lola Vice has been on NXT, they have been throwing, it's like the shot that people throw at her. Where it's like, oh, you just shake your ass on Instagram. And so people try to make her seem like less than because they're trying to make it seem like she got popular, like she's only there for shaking her ass, right? So I like that that's what she does is part of her character because it's like, yeah, she shakes her ass, but she also kicks ass. So it's like she's using what people are always accusing her of, but yet she's proving otherwise, and she's proving that she's good. She's proving that she's hard-hitting. And I think there are certain characteristics that people need to have that you just associate with them, right? Like the first thing that I think of, The Undertaker, when he does this, when he rolls his eyes back, those are traits that The Undertaker does, right? When you think of the braid and you think of the flit and the little hair twirl, you think of who? Bianca Belair. There are certain traits and things, little characteristics that people do that just add to the character. And so I think that Lola Vice doing the hip thing and going out and being like, I'm a Latina, I like that she's bringing that because it adds to who she is. She's not just coming out and she's just like, la, 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 la. No, she's adding flavor. She's adding who she is. Like if you tell me, I said this before, actually, not too long ago on one of these post shows. I said, if I saw Lola Vice at the freaking Ralph's freaking grocery store, I would probably bet that while she's waiting in line, she's doing the hip thing. And so I do not mind it at all. I think she should stay doing it. I think it's just who she is. We got Steven Marchulli who also says the NXT women can do Evolution 2 all on their own. Honestly, if NXT wanted to do an all women's pay-per-view, dude, I would be more than for it. And usually I'm not one of those people that's like, oh, it should just be an all women show. No, because I think that part of equality is having both men and women on the show. The only reason I say that in this particular case that I would be okay with it is because I think that the women point blank are just the most interesting part of NXT. And so for that reason, I would be totally okay with them doing an all women's NXT show. But there you go. So yeah, they can definitely do an Evolution 2 all on their own. Or even if they just branded an episode like that, if just on a random freaking Tuesday, they branded it, I don't know, something for the women where it's a women's only show. Which at this point, it kind of feels that way, by the way. So thank you so much to Steven Marchulli for that super chat. So let's get to it. Let's talk about this Lola Vice, Shayna Baszler situation and how it happened, how it went down. So for the main event, we had Natalia and Carmen Petrovic versus Shayna Baszler and Lola Vice. We all know how we got to this. We were seeing Natalia feud with Lola Vice. Natalia has been working alongside Carmen Petrovic, and Lola Vice was working alongside Shayna Baszler. And Lola Vice did get her victory in the NXT Underground match. Great call. We love that. Cool. We then get this main event today in this tag team match, and it was good stuff. We see Natalia and Carmen Petrovic get the win. I thought it was interesting that Carmen was the one who got the pin over Lola Vice. I thought that was pretty cool. And I had mentioned before, and I forget which match it was. It might have been the Carmen Shayna match. Didn't remember anymore. But I had mentioned not too long ago that Carmen has suddenly become a person where you are interested in what she's doing because she presents, she sort of brings a different style to her in-ring work here on NXT. She stands out a little bit differently from some of the other girls. And so Carmen Petrovic is another one that went from, oh, she's just another girl on the roster to, oh shit, I want to see more of Carmen Petrovic. And so they get the win and I'm like, okay, cool. I don't love seeing Lola Vice lose. It's not my favorite thing because I just feel like they've been doing such a good job with her. But regardless, I thought, I'm like, cool. The babyfaces get their win. They finish out the story on their portion of it. Cool. I'm good with that. And then there was the moment where lullabies after she just got in pin. She's on the ground and Shayna Baszler comes up to her and sort of does this like, you know, like what's like, are you okay? Like she's wondering what went wrong. Why did lullabies lose this match for them? And I started to fear. I was for a second, I don't know why, I was thinking something like, I was thinking Shayna was going to do something to Lola. And so I was even, it makes more sense, obviously, since Lola Vice is such a bigger heel, that she's the one who just goes and she like lashes out her anger on Shayna Baszler. So she attacks Shayna. And I'm like, dude, yes. Are you kidding me? We're now going to get a program between Shayna and Lola. And so you have that moment. She attacks Shayna and Shayna goes down for a bit. And Lola is doing her, you know, her little dance. She's feeling herself. She's vibing. And then all of a sudden, it's like the AJ Styles Undertaker meme. I guess that's why I was thinking about the Undertaker earlier, because I was thinking of the meme. So we have the AJ Styles Undertaker meme situation where all of a sudden you see Shayna Baszler creep up right behind Lola Vice. And then she locks her in the freaking, what does she call it? The Karafuta Clutch. Wait, is it the Karafuta? I forgot what she calls it. Anyways, she the Karafuta Clutch. She gets her, she brings her down, and what do you call it? Shayna Baszler and her end up brawling to close out the freaking show. And so this was just, I was such a fan of this attack. I was such a fan of this brawl because I think that they have been getting Lola Vice very, very right on this show. And you guys know it. If you've seen her perform, she brings attitude. She's hard hitting. You buy the shit that she does. And she's honestly becoming one of my favorites here on the show. And it also helps that a lot of people really like Lola Vice. And I'm not just talking about liking her in terms of her as a performer. They really like Lola Vice, if you catch my drift. And so I'm excited, very excited to see what they do here. And I think the Shayna Baszler Lola Vice program is going to be something that adds a lot more life to NXT, specifically the women's division. And it even feels hotter because right now, might as well segue into this, Roxanne Perez, your NXT Women's Champion, we're going to find out who she's going to be facing next week at Battleground. She's not really like in a big story right now. She's just a champion. She's a heel, but she doesn't really have a big story. And so right now it's sort of falling in terms, it's falling down the ranks right now. I hope that they cook up a nice little story there with Roxanne. We'll see what they end up doing. But right now it feels like the hot story for the women coming off of tonight is Shayna and Lola Vice. And so I'm excited, man. This is also making Shayna feel sort of reignited too, because, you know, they do stuff with her on the main roster. It's very stop and go. It's not anything too interesting. The last real big thing that she had going for her was having that match with Ronda Rousey and then becoming tag team champions with Ronda Rousey. And of course, because they were best friends and everything they've accomplished, that was cool, right? That was what it was. But that was really the last big thing. And so now this program with Lola, man, like this could easily be on the main roster and be very freaking entertaining. But it's on NXT. We're going to enjoy it. And I'm looking forward to this a whole lot. So that's where we're at on that side of things. We got a super chat here from Retro Mint Man who says, still holding out hope that Lexus King gets put in more main event scenarios. His promos before debuting won me over. Wow, Retro Mint Man, since you brought this up, let's get right to it, because this was one of the parts of the show of NXT where I thought, what are we doing? What is happening right now? So here's what went down with this. Lexus King, we've been talking about this for weeks now. This is nothing new. Lexus King, when he came in to NXT, was getting lots of buzz online because of the promos that he was doing that Retro Mint Man here mentions. He was talking about how, you know, his father, how he didn't love him and all of these things, right? Like it was a huge, huge shift. And he was talking about how he wasn't going to take his last name. And this is why he isn't going to take his last name. And all the fans were like, oh my God, I can't believe it. And it was good shit. I mean, I'm not even lying to you. When Lexus King was doing this stuff, I remember putting out a tweet or something. Yeah, it was a tweet. I put out a tweet. I transcribed Lexus King's promo, and I'm not kidding you, it got like hundreds and hundreds of likes, so many retweets because everybody was digging it. And I thought, damn, they've got something really good. I even did a whole clip for it on YouTube and it did pretty decent views because people wanted to talk about Lexus King. So I'm trying to paint this picture here of that's where we were at when Lexus King came into NXT. You thought, oh man, right away he's going to be a big player on the show. And you were hoping for it. I was excited for it. But they haven't seemed to really follow through on that. And they've sort of had him in these stories, in these random little feuds that haven't really gone anywhere. Literally, his biggest feud was with Trey Bearhill, who's not even with the company anymore. He got released the last time that they did cuts, which, by the way, bummed me out because I liked Trey Bearhill. But it just hasn't been going too well. You expected a lot more. And I don't know why, but whatever. So he has this match with Dante Chen. So Dante Chen, we have not seen on NXT in such a long time. Dante Chen, by the way, is not bad. Like, even when we saw him, when he was just kind of going in, basically Dante Chen played the role of this guy needs a win, so I'm going to be the guy to give him a pretty little decent match. I'm going to go out there, have a good time, and then he's going to lose. That was his role that we saw him play a whole lot. Most recently, we saw him in a squash match against Bron Breakker on SmackDown, in which Bron Breakker, you know, obviously speared him, ended that. Cool, whatever. So what I'm saying is Dante Chen is not bad. So Dante Chen, but we still hadn't seen him in such a long time. If you haven't watched NXT, you would be like, who the F is Dante Chen? And even if you did watch NXT, there's a good chance you probably forgot about Dante Chen. Why? Because he wasn't a featured talent whatsoever. And so again, I like Dante Chen. He comes out. He's now looking like he's going to be Robert Stone's new client. Keep in mind that his old client, Von Wagner, is unfortunately no longer with the company. He was also released. And so Robert Stone was sort of left with nobody to manage. And they had invested so much time in that freaking story with Von Wagner and Robert Stone to the point where it was finally starting to click on the show. I mean, Von Wagner literally went from a person where I was like, damn, why is he on RTV? To all of a sudden, hey, you know what? He's got a new pep in his step. I'm interested in Von Wagner, at least from what I'm seeing right now. And so it sucks that that's the way that things went down, especially once he started to finally get his groove. But it is what it is. And so Robert Stone has not really had anything going on since that happened. And so this is where Dante Chen comes into play. It's now looking like he's this new client. He has this match with Lexus King. He's going out there. He's hitting his flashy moves, all of that. It's cool, whatever. And I'm honestly looking at this and I'm like, autopilot mode, just sort of watching, because I was thinking, oh yeah, Dante Chen is just going to go out there and take a loss to Lexus King because Lexus King needs a win and Lexus King is Lexus King. So I was expecting him to win this match, but Dante Chen ends up rolling him up and getting the win. And so Dante Chen, bam, defeats Lexus King. And I'm sitting here going, I know why they did it, of course, because Dante Chen is now going to be Robert Stone's client. They want to give him a leg up so you can care about the guy on the show. And defeating Lexus King is going to do that. However, I don't really feel that Lexus King is in a position to be taking losses to Dante Chen. And so I was sitting there and I was like, oh, no. And so, of course, know what this does for Dante Chen. Thumbs up on that. But for Lexus King, who I was just hoping for a lot more, I'm not in love with this. But at least now, let's look at the bright side here. Here's the bright side. We got to find a bright side. There is a bright side. The bright side is now, maybe they will tell some great story to come of this and we can finally get a good program with Lexus King on the show, all while also building up a new personality in the men's division with Dante Chen. So that is the bright side. We'll see what comes of it, guys. And we got Sheldon Jackson here who says, Vince ruined Shayna and she's never recovered from it. She came up as a star, loses to Becky at Mania, and has gone downhill ever since. Hopefully Triple H and HBK can build her back up. Like, that's the thing about Shayna Baszler. To me, she is that person that you just don't F with Shayna Baszler. She is so scary, and she comes across like it's just natural. It's natural. You don't have Shayna Baszler's do not grow on trees, okay? What I'm saying is she's got the aura of I'm going to kick your ass, beat the living life out of you, and there's nothing you can do about it. That is the aura that Shayna Baszler has. And you need those kind of people in pro wrestling. And Shayna Baszler is that person. She's scary AF, man. You see your favorite babyface performer go up against Shayna Baszler, you're going to be like, oh, damn, a little worried for her. She's my fave, and she's about to get killed by Shayna Baszler. That's what you need. And so, yes, they took a lot of that away from Shayna Baszler, and I do hope she gets it back, and I am interested in this story with her and Lola Vice, and so we'll see how it plays out, man. We'll see how it plays out. And of course, in this scenario, Lola Vice is the heel, by the way. So a little bit of a different scenario, but I still think that regardless, Shayna Baszler still has that thing where you just take her seriously, and beating her or being in a program with her still feels like a big deal. And so, yeah, that's where we're at. Thank you so much to Sheldon for this super chat. Appreciate you, man. All right. So let's go ahead and get into some of these other topics on the show. You know what? Let's get into the NXT North American Championship picture, and then this will segue into the NXT Championship picture. So really quickly, man, unfortunately, Ivar is out due to what is being called a very serious injury. This was something that Ivar tweeted out and basically said that he is injured. It's very serious. No, he has not had surgery, and he's still trying to figure out all of his options and what this means for him in the future later on. So I know that Fightful Select also provided some updates on that, basically saying that Ivar has long wrestled as if he's on borrowed time after his double fusion surgery. So I don't really know the specifics of what's going on with Ivar, but this is very unfortunate because Ivar has been freaking kicking ass, man. He's been so enjoyable on NXT, and this program with him and Obafemi, he wrestled him at NXT Spring Break-In, and then with Wesley and Josh Briggs, it was starting to connect. It was fun. You were interested to see in what they were going to do. So there was supposed to be a triple threat to announce the new number one contender for Obafemi at NXT Battleground. And so, unfortunately, Ivar was replaced, and he was replaced by Joe Coffey, as we ended last week's show with the attack of, with Gallus attacking a bunch of people backstage, all of these guys.
This episode brought to you by Progressive. Whether you're driving, cooking, or doing laundry, Progressive knows the podcasts you listen to go best when they're bundled with another activity. Much like how their Progressive home and auto policies go best when they're bundled. Having these two policies together makes taking care of your insurance easier and could help you save, too. Customers who save by switching their home and car insurance to Progressive save over $775 on average. That's a whole lot of savings and protection for your favorite podcast listening activities, like going on a road trip, cooking dinner, and even hitting the home gym. Yep, your home and your car are even easier to protect when you bundle your insurance together. Find your perfect combo. Get a home and car insurance quote at Progressive.com today. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $779 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Not available in all states.
Backstage. And so Joe Coffey was put into this match, replacing Ivar here. Now, I mentioned last week that I really wasn't the biggest fan of Gallus, but I was going to give it a try. And I'm still giving it a try. We come out today, and Gallus cuts a promo. They cut a little promo backstage, right? He's talking about replacing Ivar. Cool. Then we get the match itself. We get Joe Coffey versus Wesley versus Josh Briggs to determine the new number one contender. Obafemi is on commentary. Cool. I was watching this match, and I was like, man, I remember now why I'm not that big of a fan of Gallus. Why I'm not that big of a fan of Joe Coffey. I didn't think this match was entertaining. Wesley had like the best moments, of course, because he has a very, you know, high flying style, had really two cool dives. Cool. I did not think the match was anything really. And so I wasn't really feeling the match, but I'm like, ah, whatever. The finish. Oh, we need to talk about the finish. Oh, no, not the finish. I didn't like this finish either, by the way. Basically, Joe ends up like hitting Wesley with, I think he hits him with his elbow or something. I forget what happens. He punches them. They both fall down on Josh Briggs. And so it ends up being a double win. And so Joe Coffey wins and Wesley wins. And so now they're announcing that it's going to be a triple threat match at Battleground, which I'm cool with the triple threat match. I kind of just hate how we got there. It was very, very goofy. So I just did not like the match. I did not like the finish, whatever. We need to segue into this segues into the Trick Williams stuff. So I said this last week, but again, I'm not really digging the direction that they're going in right now with Trick Williams. I wasn't really digging the Noam Dar stuff. He gets attacked. And, I'm thinking that this is them pivoting from that because I don't think really anybody was interested in that. And so basically the whole thing that happened here tonight is that Metaphor came out. They were accusing Trick Williams of having attacked Noam Dar, or that maybe him and Javon Evans, his new bestie, had attacked Noam Dar. Lash Legend's like, no, he didn't, but she didn't say why she thinks that he didn't do it. We all know that they're lovers. And so basically, Joe Coffey comes out, and then all of a sudden, we see Mark Coffey and Wolfgang come out and attack Trick Williams from behind. And so he's being attacked by all of Gallus. Javon Evans comes out, helps him out, and now there's going to be a tag team match next week. My whole thing with this is, like, first of all, now I know for a fact Joe Coffey is not winning the NXT North American Championship because it's already now being included into the NXT Championship picture. And I'm thinking, man, this guy is in both the NXT North American title picture and the NXT Championship picture. I don't love that. I really, really do not love that. I just felt like this show was too heavy on Gallus, and I just am not that big of a fan. So that's why I was a little bit like, oh, this is a little too much. Like, I'll take it in one program, but now it's in both programs. All right, whatever. So now it's looking like they're going to do this Trick Williams, Joe Coffey situation. And so we'll see how that turns out. But now I'm definitely not expecting him to win the NXT North American Championship, which I'm cool with, by the way, because I wasn't wanting Joe Coffey to win. I wanted to see Obafemi retain the title. So I'm cool with that. No complaints on this end. But it really is what it is, everyone. And they're slim on options here for Trick Williams. And so that's where we're at right now with all of this. Oh, man. Deja Root says Trick still doesn't have a match for Battleground. What is going on? My friend, what is going on is that there are slim pickings. And it's looking like, well, it's not going to be Joe Coffey, because Joe Coffey's in that going to be in that triple threat match. So I'm thinking they're probably still going to do Noam Dar and Trick Williams at Battleground. That's what I'm probably thinking they're going to do, just to get it out of the way, because they did tease that. And, you know, he did punch Trick Williams in the face, so they're going to want to do something with that. We'll see what happens. But again, I'm not in love right now with the NXT Championship picture. So I do hope that it gets far more entertaining. And I really, really hope that I get interested in this entire story. So that's where we're at with all of that. All right, what else haven't I covered? Oh, you know what? Since we're on this topic of Metaphor, I might as well get into Sexy Red coming to NXT, everybody. Sexy Red is coming to NXT. Now, believe it or not, I have recently learned who Sexy Red is, not through WWE NXT, but rather through Lana Del Rey. So I'm a big Lana Del Rey fan. I love, love, love her music. I think she's brilliant. I think she's amazing. Whatever. I can go on and on about Lana Del Rey. So there was recently this video a couple days ago on social media that went viral because it was Sexy Red just dancing with Lana Del Rey. And I was like, oh, who's Sexy Red and why does everybody care? And I'm reading the quote retweets on Twitter and whatnot, and everybody's talking about, like, oh my God, this is so random. What the hell? This is so random. Basically, what I took from this is that people that know Sexy Red and know Lana Del Rey were very, very thrown off by this. Like, it was such an odd pairing to have because I guess they're so different. Again, I don't know much about Sexy Red. And so, whatever, right? It went viral just because it was an unexpected pairing. People didn't even realize they were friends. All of these things, right? So, of course, that's how I learned of Sexy Red. And so, I had also heard that she had tweeted about Metaphor on NXT as well. So this sort of all happened within like the same week. All of a sudden, like, I didn't know who Sexy Red was. And then within 1 week, I'm hearing about her in multiple places in regards to Lana and in regards to NXT. And so I'm like, okay, I'm hearing about her. People know of her based on her clip with Lana and her just dancing going viral. Like they said on NXT, so she's a rapper. I went on her Spotify page. I listened to like 30 seconds of a song that she did with Drake. And she's got 20 million Spotify monthly listeners. I'm like, all right, cool. She's got 20 million monthly Spotify listeners. That's pretty great. And she's got millions of followers on Instagram. I went on her Instagram page and I was there for like 10 seconds because I was kind of just searching in between commercial breaks, right? She's a very lively person. So I can tell that she's going to bring a lot of personality to NXT with her appearance that she's going to do. I'm expecting her to do something with Metaphor because that's how kind of how this whole thing started. And so I think this is cool. I'm like, okay, she's popular. People know who she is. So there you go. Sexy Red is coming to NXT. And it's always cool to see people that are celebrities that are fans of pro wrestling. So there you go. I'm excited to see what they have Sexy Red do, because just based off of what I've seen on her Instagram, she seems like she's pretty much down for anything. So we'll see what happens with all of that. Thank you, Richard Martinez. Hands on your knees. I was thinking about that. That was the song that I heard, and I was remembering, I was like, there was something about knees, and I was trying to remember the lyric, and you literally read my freaking mind. Yes, it's Hands on Your Knees, and I only heard like 30 seconds of the song because I wanted to have some idea of who Sexy Red was before coming on to this stream. I didn't want to sound like a total noob. So yeah, Sexy Red is coming. There you go. To NXT. we also got, speaking of coming to NXT, Wendy Chu, we got another teaser. Last week, we just had her snoring and her alarm. And this time, we are seeing her little slipper. She gets out of bed. So in case you were wondering, it's definitely Wendy Chu. If you weren't sure last week, you should be more positive this week. Nothing much else to add. We already spoke about that last week. I don't want to have to rehash that again. We'll talk more about it once she actually gets back into the ring. And last but not least, we did have Axiom and Nathan Frazier versus Channing Stacks and Luca Crucifino. Axiom and Nathan Frazier get the win. And basically what we saw here, they got the win because the No Quarter Catch crew attack Channing Stacks and Luca based off of all the shenanigans they pulled last week with Tony D winning the Heritage Cup and just basically what they've been doing. And then also we saw the OC attack Axiom and Nathan Frazier. Also, now that I think about it, there were so many attacks on today's show, and especially the first ones came all back to back, because the first one was The first one was in the Fallon Henley, Thea Hale match. We saw Jasmine Nix attack Thea Hale. That was the first thing we saw. Then we get this tag team match, and then we see the attack with the No Quarter Catch crew attacking Stacks and Luca. Okay, and then right after that, you see the OC attack Axiom and Nathan Frazier. Okay, that's three attacks that we saw. Then we see Gallus attack Trick Williams. I think that was all the attacks. We had four attacks on NXT today. Four. It's kind of a lot. Base Martian says, look up the lyrics. Oh, I saw some of the lyrics. They were about like cleaning your stuff and I don't know what else. Again, I only heard 30 seconds of the song and I was like, yep, this is all I need to know. Moving on from here. So yeah, I did catch a little bit of the hands on your knees and all, which is actually, now that I think about it, now I can see why she's friends with Lana Del Rey. Because Lana also has a song, it's called Peppers, where she's talking about hands on your knees, I'm Angelina Jolie. Whatever. She has also a similar lyric with the hands on the knees type of situation. Okay, whatever. That just hit me like right now. Clearly, I'm a lot slower than the last couple of days because that should have hit me when I saw the viral video. But anyways, they both have that in common. I don't know if that's really anything, but there you go. I think I covered all of NXT at this point. I don't think I missed anything, but there you guys go. That was NXT this Tuesday. I did not die on this stream, so yay. Very, very happy. I will be back tomorrow with AEW Dynamite Conversation. Of course, it's the Dynamite heading into Double or Nothing, so make sure that you guys tune in for that. On Friday, I will be here with Robin to talk about Friday Night SmackDown. I'll be here for that. Saturday, I will be here doing both a King and Queen of the Ring review. And then I'm going to be doing a Collision post show. So that's back. And Sunday, I am driving to Las Vegas to and from the same day to cover Double or Nothing. And then Monday morning will be the Double or Nothing post show with myself and Reg. So that's what we got going on this week here on the channel. As always, thank you guys so much for your support. If you enjoyed this podcast, please do not forget to leave a review on Apple Pods. And I will see you guys back here tomorrow. Thanks, everyone. Bye.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
The South Dakota Stories, Volume 5. South Dakota seemed like the perfect place to unplug. But I ended up connecting to the world around me. A world where each sunset was painted, where I felt adventures pulse with every step, and where cold water trickling, pine swaying, and grunting bison became my favorite soundtracks. I just wish I didn't have to leave. There's so much South Dakota, so little time.
Whether you're a morning person or a bedtime procrastinator, everyone deserves a mattress that works for their style. And you'll find the best mattress for you at Ashley. The new Tempur-Adapt collection at Ashley brings you one-of-a-kind body-conforming technology, making every sleep tailored to be your best. The collection also features cool-to-the-touch covers and motion absorption to help minimize sleep disruptions from partners, pets, or kids. Shop the all-new Tempur-Adapt collection at Ashley in-store or online at ashley.com. Ashley. For the love of home.
This is the story of the one. As a maintenance engineer, he hears things differently. To the untrained ear, everything on his shop floor might sound fine, but he can hear gears grinding or a belt slipping. So he steps in to fix the problem at hand before it gets out of hand. And he knows Granger's got the right product he needs to get the job done, which is music to his ears. Call, click Granger.com, or just stop by. Granger. For the ones who get it done.